I love praying for the souls in purgatory while praying the rosary. And normally I mention them in my intentions and then proceed to meditate on the mysteries of the rosary, as is typical. But yesterday, God showed me a significantly better way to pray the rosary for the souls in purgatory through the meditations that I think will blow your mind. We're going to get into that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So this is what happened. Yesterday, when we were praying with our typical 9 p.m. Central Standard Time nightly rosary that you can join on Zoom or through YouTube Live, it was Monday, so we were praying the Joyful Mysteries. And as I mentioned, normally I'm simply thinking about the mystery or thinking about the prayers of the rosary or praying for some particular person. But this time was a little bit different. I was closing my eyes in the third mystery, so I was meditating on the Blessed Mother holding the child Jesus. And then my imagination started going in a direction that doesn't typically go. It's as if I saw her lamenting the sins of those in purgatory, specifically who had committed the sin of abortion. And as I was praying that and making that connection, and I was praying through the mystery for those in purgatory for that reason, I opened my eyes and I thought, what am I doing? This is kind of weird. And a light bulb went off, and I thought, what if I were to pray for different groups in purgatory through each of the mysteries for sins that those in purgatory have committed that were appropriately being atoned for in each of the mysteries. So then I kind of held this idea, and today in prayer, I went through each of the 20 mysteries, and I made a list of 20 different groups in purgatory that you can pray for while you're meditating on each of those mysteries. Now, here's a few reasons why this is a significantly better way to pray the rosary. One is because you're directing the meditation much more precisely. You are seeing what our Lord and our Lady were doing. So you're seeing the mystery through the lens of the sins that people commit, specifically those in purgatory. So you're seeing the mystery in a different way, and you're also offering your prayers with Our Lady, with Jesus, for the souls in purgatory. And then you are considering a specific group. So you're praying that mystery for that group the entire decade, as well as repenting of any way in which you've committed that sin. So now let's go through the 20 mysteries and the 20 different groups that you can offer them for. And once you see this, you will see how profound it is. Now, I will put this list in the description down below. However, you can change this, obviously, to whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to. You can either slightly modify what I've made, or you can have it be for specific groups that you feel led to pray for, keeping the same idea. However, the list that I have made, to me, is so logically connected with each mystery that once you see it, you'll easily memorize this list. Let's get right into that. Now, for the Joyful Mysteries and the Mystery of the Annunciation, we can pray for souls in purgatory who continuously refused to do God's will in their life, since in this mystery, Our Lady said yes to the Lord. In the second mystery of the Visitation, we can pray for souls in purgatory who had opportunities but refused charity to their neighbor, since the principal virtue in this mystery is that of charity. In the third mystery, the birth of our Lord, we can pray for souls in purgatory who had or supported abortions, since Our Lady said yes to life. In the fourth mystery of the Presentation, we can pray for souls in purgatory who have failed to raise their children in the faith because Our Lady was presenting Jesus to God as part of the faith of the Jews. In the fifth mystery, in the finding of Jesus in the temple, we can pray for souls in purgatory who put family before God, because the reason why Jesus went to the temple is because God is primary and then comes family. for the luminous mysteries. For the baptism of the Lord, we can pray for souls in purgatory who failed in baptizing their children. For the wedding feast at Cana, the second luminous mystery, we can pray for souls in purgatory who sinned against marriage, infidelity, adultery, etc. For the third luminous mystery, the proclamation, we can pray for clergy in purgatory who failed to teach properly the faith. For the fourth luminous mystery, we can pray for souls in purgatory who willfully rejected Christ's divinity, since in the Transfiguration he manifests that he is God very clearly. In the fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Eucharist, we can pray for souls in purgatory who have sinned in any way against the Eucharist. In the sorrowful mysteries, the first one, the agony in the garden, we can pray for souls in purgatory who were called to greater holiness but refused to live that out. In the second sorrowful mystery, in the scourging, we can pray for souls in purgatory who sinned through lust. In the third sorrowful mystery, the crowning of thorns, we can pray for souls in purgatory who sinned with their minds. In the fourth sorrowful mystery, we can pray of the carrying of the cross, we can pray for souls in purgatory who willfully ran from crosses that God sent them. In the fifth sorrowful mystery, the death on the cross, we can pray for clergy in purgatory who refused to lay down their life for their sheep. In the glorious mysteries, the first one of the resurrection, we can pray for souls in purgatory that rejected the resurrection of Jesus. In the second glorious mystery, in the ascension, we can pray for souls in purgatory that had little desire for heaven. In the third glorious mystery of the descent of the Holy Spirit, we can pray for souls in purgatory that stifled the Holy Spirit in the church. In the fourth glorious mystery of the Assumption, we can pray for souls in purgatory who could have had, but instead had little love for Our Lady. In the fifth glorious mystery of the crowning of Our Lady, we can pray for souls in purgatory who sinned in any way against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, as you see, as we are praying to atone for these 20 different sin categories through the 20 different mysteries, obviously implied in that is a call to repentance on our part. We're going to check in and say, hey, have I sinned in this way? Have I been sinning through lust? Have I been loving Our Lady little? Have I been desiring heaven little? And it reminds us of these different things that take us to purgatory needlessly, but which we can change and repent of right now. And conversely, these souls that we're praying for will pray for us to not commit these sins. My friends, what is amazing about this is that you keep the same rosary. You don't really change anything. You don't even have to announce these groups. You simply have this list and or memorize it. And as you're meditating on the mysteries, weave it right in for the souls in purgatory. You will see incredible fruits in your life. The souls in purgatory will benefit tremendously from this. You will experience their intercession. Your life will be changed. My friends, if this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.